also remembering John Lennon today. Hard to believe it's been 30 years since he was shot by Mark David Chapman outside the Dakota apartment building in New York. Baby boomers grew up with the Beatles as their soundtrack. Lennon was first their working-class hero, then a counterculture icon. Then the children and grandchildren of boomers fell in love with the Beatles through reissues. We found some of them at the Berklee College of Music here in Boston, huddled in Professor John Stevens' class, The Music of John Lennon.
John Lennon wrote a lot of songs that went like this. Had a little line going there. You'd think that'd be Paul, a bass player. John really liked that as a compositional tool.
As class was breaking up, we gave the students an assignment. Get out your guitar. Sit at the piano. Play us your favorite John Lennon song.
My name's Ian Ormiston, and I'm from Los Angeles. It's not fair to pick a favorite John Lennon song, but I would have to say that Imagine has always had a special place in my heart. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
Imagine there's no country. Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall.
My name is Jordan Casty. I'm from Chicago. One of my favorite songs is Hide Your Love Away. I just love the melody of it. I think it just really sounds good.
Hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. Everybody. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
My name's Jose Moreno. I'm from Mexico. I couldn't pick a favorite song, but Strawberry Fields is one of my favorites.
Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me.
Throughout Lennon's life, he was trying to figure out a lot of stuff about himself, like all the time. He was very open about what he was experiencing and expressing. And I think one of the things that always hit home was his childhood in Liverpool, and I think Strawberry Fields does a lot of justice to his mastery of lyrics and creativity.
And nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
As they do every year since John Lennon's death, fans in New York will gather at Strawberry Fields today. That's the John Lennon Memorial in Central Park. For a moment of silence, followed by a sing-along. Some of the Berklee College of Music students we met in John Stevens' class, The Music of John Lennon, say they plan to be there.
All you need is love, all together.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.